Welcome! You are listening to the Humans of K-Park podcast, produced and created by student journalists for KP Media. Each episode will feature a different student or staff member, each of whom will bring their own unique experiences to share.
Hi, I'm Allie Jorgensen with KP Times, and I'm here to talk with Jessica Castile, the Kingwood Park librarian. Today we're going to talk about her career and what is new with the library. To start off, I'd like to ask, how long have you been the school librarian?
I have been at K-Park for 5 years, and before that, I was a high school librarian at another campus in our district. I have been a librarian for, oh my goodness, 20 years now. So yeah.
Why did you choose to be a librarian?
I really enjoy the research aspect of school and using the databases. I like to dive into the different perspectives. I enjoy reading, and I like promoting good books to students who are looking for something new to read.
What was your journey in becoming a librarian? Was that your original idea for your job pathway?
Actually, no. I started off in school wanting to be an epidemiologist, and I was a biology major in college. And then I also had to take some education classes, like a foundation of education class, and I really enjoyed that. So I ended up changing majors in college, and I started teaching in the Houston area. When I got out of college, I was an elementary teacher for many years, and then decided I really enjoyed reading to children and doing some extra independent research with them. And so I went back to school and got my master's in library science and was an elementary librarian for quite some time before moving to the high school level. So it's been a journey, not exactly where I started, but it's been a good one.
What do you enjoy most about your job?
I enjoy talking to students about books, but I really enjoy helping them find credible and reliable information. But really, there's a lot of aspects to it. I get a chance to talk to students and build relationship with them when they come in the library, even if it's not about books, but maybe other events that they're involved in. Like during flex hour, they'll come in. I have students that regularly come in, and I get a chance to ask them how they're doing, what they're working on, their interest, and then sometimes they ask for books or want something new to read, and other times they need help with printing something or homework. So really just helping them. So that's what I like most about it.
What is one of the biggest challenges of being a school librarian these days?
Biggest challenge of being a school librarian these days is making sure that we have good quality literature, and literature that meets the needs of readers of all backgrounds and interests. So I think that's one of the hardest things right now.
Who do you enjoy working with at the school?
Who do I enjoy working? Oh my goodness. There's a lot of folks that are wonderful to work with at this campus. We have within the library, we have several offices and teachers. And so, you know, I see them on a regular basis. But really, any teacher that's willing to come in and wants to bring their class in, I'll work with anybody.
How do students use their time in the library? What do they use it for?
Depends on the day or the time of day. So like right now we have two classes in here. One group is mostly they're using the computers. Right now one is using computers to take a test. The other group is using the computers to do a certification program that they're working on. If it's a class that's coming in, typically they're using the computers, the technology, for research needs. Sometimes this year especially, I've had classes come in and we've done book talks with them. So I've talked to them about new books that they might be interested in, or something that's coming out soon, or maybe something that's been out for a while that they just have never heard of. When the students come in for flex hour, it's kind of a mixed bag of what they're in here for. Several will come in to study and read. Others come in to sit in front of a computer, but then watch something on their phone. Some students will come in to print. We do, during flex hour, have puzzles and chessboards, so there's some that will sit and do that. So it really depends on the time of day they're coming in, whether it's with their class or whether it's during the flex hour. But usually it's, I do have quite a few students that check out books, but more so I would think come in to use the computers and the technology that we have.
What plans do you have in place to try to encourage students to use the library more?
Well, we have flex hour is a big chance for them to use the library. We have student book club, there's a crochet club that goes on. I've encouraged students to come in with their English classes this year a lot to try to get them more engaged in their novel choice. So that choice reading, that opportunity to get to pick their own books. So that's been really significant in getting more students to come in and choose books. I think with us being open during that flex hour, in January alone, this past January of 2022, I just ran our report and we had over 2,100 students that have signed in to use the library during the month of January. So that's a lot of people that have come through. Now, sometimes that's the same people, you know, depending, you know, the same person comes in every day or the same class that's coming in. But really and truly, I would love to be able to do more activities during the flex hour. I just need some extra hands to help manage that.
What is the best advice you have for students looking for a new book?
So if they're looking for a new book, I recommend that they think about what they've read last that they enjoyed, even if it's something that they've read a couple years ago, or think about what they enjoy watching, like what type of movies they like to watch, or what type of YouTube, you know, they like to watch, or videos or whatever it may be. So if they like more humorous things, then I can kind of direct them to our library section that may have some humor things, or maybe it's mystery, they really like to watch crime shows or something, then I'll direct them to, hey, let's go check out some mystery books. These are a few new ones, maybe these are some old ones that you've missed. Also, there's in our Destiny system, if they type in a book, like let's say Harry Potter, it will also now show them, if you like Harry Potter, you may also like these other books. It gives them recommendations based on what they're searching for. So that's kind of a neat feature too.
What resources are available in the library?
So in the library we have, of course, computers that they're able to use. We have a scanner. If a student needs to take a printed document and turn it into a digital format, we have a scanner. We have black and white printing and color printing. We also have digital ebooks. We have ebooks and audiobooks available for them through the Sora app. And within the library, there's also the Learning Lab, and our testing coordinator is in here, and the college room, which is manned by Mrs. Herbst. Those are also available for them to access here in the library too.
What is the library? Where in the library do you want to expand resources?
Where in the library do I want to expand resources? I have actually just recently moved our biographies and reference books, and I'm trying to update some of our biography literature that we have, like with memoirs, more current, with current people. And then we've switched our classics. We moved our classics away from the windows. I would like to, I know classics sometimes get a bad rap, but I would like to expand those or buy some newer copies of our classics, because some of them are falling apart. We have a lot of students that actually come in and read the classics because they're giving themselves a challenge to read. You know, they want to read so many classics in so much time or whatever. But those are two areas that I would like to expand. I have a lot of ideas for rearranging some things in the library and making some more mobile, making our computer labs a little more mobile, changing up our circulation desk a little bit. And some of those things come with time and renovations that the district has in plan.
So you touched a little bit on this, but so you talked about like where in the library you want to expand resources. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Add for our library? I would love to add more space, because our library, and that's a big dream, to add more space to our library. It would be nice to take either a space that we currently have and make it into more of an opportunity, like a makerspace lab for students to be able to come in and use a 3D printer or a Cricut machine or those types of materials that maybe they don't necessarily have at home. And some of that takes money and manpower to do. So those are some things that I would love for that to happen. It just, you know, kind of an overall vision for our library, but also add more floor space to our library so that we would be able to have more students in here. This library footprint was built for just a 9th grade campus. And so now we have four grade levels. So it would be nice if it were a little bigger, but I know that there's only so much room that we can build out.
What do you think students might be surprised to know about the library? Either resources or activities you have, or things they could do when here?
So something, before the past couple years ago, a few years ago, we would have here in the library, I still have it, a mobile makerspace. So it had different things on it, everything from like build your own electronics to using Spiros and Ozobots, or even just making bullet journals. And I would put that out during the lunch hour on certain days. We also had, of course, we have book club some days. We also have a Wii game system, console system, an old one that someone gave us. And in the past, I had put that out with our television, and students could come in on Fridays and do that. And then once students started, you know, just kind of playing on their own phones, or I see some students bring their own gaming consoles to school, then we just haven't put that back out. But that might be a surprise. Resources, we also, things that they may be surprised that we have. I know a lot of students will ask about SAT and ACT books, and we have test prep books that they can check out if they're taking one of those tests. We still have dictionaries, we still have encyclopedias. Those haven't gone away. So there's a lot of resources in here that if they just come in and search and look around or ask, they may be surprised to find that we do carry that.
Can you describe how the library was used before COVID and then after?
So before COVID, we still had flex hour, and it was still pretty busy. We still had a lot of, I guess, each day of the week, like I said, we had the makerspace out, we had puzzles and chessboards out. All of those hands-on types of things were going out. And then when COVID came, they suggested that we put all of that stuff away. And so this year I've slowly brought some of that stuff back. Like, we have two puzzles going right now. We have the chessboard, which is always out, and sometimes there's an Uno game out. Things that we still continue, things that have changed, are I think students are more aware of the germs of the keyboards. And so COVID may have been the silver lining of that students are more aware of, you know, cleaning their keyboards after they've used them or before they've used them, because you don't know who's been sitting there. So that has changed, and that's kind of still continued on. But really and truly, during COVID, we did a curbside for those students who were virtual, and we don't do that anymore. We did that last year, but we're not doing that this year. It really wasn't used that much last year. So those are a few of the things. There's not been too much that's changed between now and then.
Okay, so would you say there wasn't, like, a huge impact COVID had on the library? Like, did it take away a lot of things?
Honestly, it didn't. We, during the, of course, during the school year of 20 to 21, so that 2020-21 school year, the things that we, few things that we did differently were, you know, put away the puzzles, chessboards, those types of things. We would set aside our books for 4 days before we put them back out into circulation, just to give time for any germs to possibly die. And they've switched that back to that's not really necessary. I still had students in here during the 2020-2021 school year. There were still students in here using computers. So I think the difference is this year, having students back on campus, the number of books that we've had being checked out and circulating has gone up like 200% because we have students back on campus checking things out. I think during COVID, we expanded our digital library. So our Sora library really expanded with our digital and audiobooks, and that continues to expand. So, which that's a good thing. So we have that option. But as far as like the number of classes that have come in is almost the same as what I had last year because they were all using computers. The number of students I see during flex hour has, of course, increased this year compared to last year when a lot of students were virtual. But really and truly, most of their stuff is just kind of carried on pretty much the same.
What are some upcoming plans you have for the library?
As far as like activities or?
It could be like new, it could be activities or it could also be like what resources you're wanting to put in the library.
Oh, okay. For the spring, as far as the spring goes, we still have book club. Our book club has really grown this year because folks are back on campus, so that's been a good thing. And we really kind of fleshed out the books we want to use or read for book club this year. Other things that we have ideas for the spring, I would like to have some guest speakers during flex hour. I don't know if that'll happen or not, but just have some different guest speakers maybe to talk about some real world things. Maybe like how to do finances or, you know, different things like that. Just some fun things. I've tried to do some Zoom calls and stuff with authors. So some of those take a lot of planning. I would like to have at least a good Zoom call with an author event before the end of the year, but we'll see. It's finding the right book and the right author to do those types of things.
What advice do you often give students?
Make good choices. You're free to make choices, but you're not free of the consequences, so make good choices.
What advice would you like to give students more about the use of the library?
I think one of the biggest things that students don't realize is that you have a great resource on your campus. But once you graduate from high school or once you're out of this building, you also have a public library too. And there's so much that happens at libraries. There's so many resources that students don't know about. So not only do you have your school library, which has books that are, you know, appropriate for your use, but you can also go to a public library where they have study rooms and they have printing if you need a computer to use. They have computers to use. If maybe someone in your family's struggling with language, maybe English is not their first language, they have English classes at the public library. They also have all kinds of stuff for adults at the public library too. So just to know that once you leave high school that your library use doesn't have to end. It can continue on in your community, wherever you might be. And that's a good resource for you to go use. Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to add or anything for this interview?
I don't think so. I certainly appreciate your time in doing this.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for listening to the latest episode of Humans of K-Park. Stay tuned for the next episode coming soon.